On Thursday, the ECO, Cultural Association of Pakistan, hosted an international conference at the National Library in the capital Islamabad to mark the 22nd death anniversary of the late Ayatollah Khomeini. He was a religious and political leader who led the 1979 Iranian Revolution, which saw the overthrow of the Shah of Iran.
Imam Khomeini demonstrated the power of piety and the piety of power. And that's what we have to inherit and carry forward, that if you have faith in Allah, you can combat the worst of taghuts and the antichrist that we have seen.
The conference began with viewings of various literary works of Imam Khomeini, highlighting his expertise in the fields of poetry, Islamic jurisprudence, theology, philosophy, and mysticism. The conference was attended by Iran's ambassador to Pakistan, His Excellency Marshallah Shakri, the leader of the Senate, Sayyid Nayyab Bukhari, and prominent scholars and politicians from across Pakistan's political divide. Another important message which continued to surface again and again throughout the course of this conference was the need to endorse Imam Khomeini's vision of a united Muslim world and to fight the enemies of Islam. Charged speakers spoke passionately about how Imam Khomeini had revived a unique system of governance in Iran following the revolution and how he fought back against the tyranny of the superpowers.
He, in the mid-80s, sent a letter to Gorbachev, one of the leaders of one of the superpowers, and see, I can hear the crashing sound of the communism, and communism is to be hereafter kept in the museum of history, given a lot of promises that the, this century is the century of revival of Islam, and we can see that Islam is being revived.
The leader of the Senate, Nayyab Bukhari, paid rich tributes to Imam Khomeini, whom he described as a courageous leader who broke the chains of slavery. Other speakers spoke of the need for Pakistan and Iran to build on ties which were galvanized by the Grand Ayatollah. A leading Shia scholar, Agha Murtaza Poya, believes that a revolution is the need of the hour for a very unstable Pakistan.
It's more possible here than it was in Iran at that time. It's more possible now here in Pakistan than it was in Iran at that time.
There remains much debate as to whether Khomeini's vision was or was not in line with the perception of democracy, and as to whether he indeed intended Iran to be a democratic republic. However, for a man who instigated change in the hearts and minds of a nation, Imam Khomeini undoubtedly was the greatest religious personality of his age. Adil Sabir, Press TV, Islamabad.